Rashi la Torah, Parashat Kedoshim, Aliyat Rishon. Parashat Kedoshim starts off with the Pasuk, Daber El Kol Adat Bnei Israel Ve'amarta Alehem. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, speak to the entire community of the Jewish people and tell them, Kedoshim Dihiyu, be holy. Ki Kadosh Ani Adonai Elohechem, because I am holy, Hashem, your God. Rashi comments over here, and he says that we have this strange inclusion of the Daber El Kol Adat Bnei Israel, which is not really found in other commandments of the Torah. And Rashi tells us, Melamed Shne'emra Parasha Zo Behakel. We learn from here that this parasha, the parasha of Kedoshim, was discussed, was given over by Hashem in a gathering of all of the Jewish people. Mipene Sherov Gufe Torah Teluyin Ba, because the majority of the important matters of Torah are included in this idea over here of Parashat Kedoshim. Rashi continues to comment. He says, Kedoshim Tihiyu, Hevu Perushim Min Ha'arayot. Refrain from Arayot, from any sense of sexual immorality. You need to stay away from it, says Rashi HaKadosh. Very famously, the Ramban disagrees with Rashi. Rashi says, you should stay away from the arayot, from all the prohibitions of arayot, and that's a way, a conduit to achieve holiness. The Ramban says, we're not talking about the arayot that are mentioned in the Torah that you have to stay away from. Of course, that's something that a person has to do. What is the Torah commanding us over here with Kedoshim Tihiyu? Says the Ramban, Badavar, that the parashiyot over here commanded us about all the different details, but a person has the ability to find a way to indulge in things that technically are allowed. A person could be with his wife way too often. A person could drink wine and glut kosher meat in a way that's not refined, in a way that's crossing a line where he's becoming too much about the gashmi, too much about the physical. So the Ramban says that what Kedoshim Tihiyu is telling you, it's a general prohibition of don't indulge in the things that are technically allowed. Shenihye Pirushim Min HaMotarot. Refrain, stay away, abstain from things that are technically allowed. So we have these two different understandings, Rashi and the Ramban. But regardless of how you understand this commandment of Kedoshim Tihiyu, what we take out of it is that there's an inyan, there's an idea of abstinence, refraining from the physical. A person wants to achieve holiness, he should refrain, hold back from the physical. The Hatam Sofer comments over here, and he connects all of this to the idea of Hakel. He quotes the Chovot HaLevavot, who speaks very highly of a person who is a parush, a person who refrains. But he also tells you, don't think that in order to achieve this level of holiness, of abstinence, that you have to go to the midbariot, the ye'arim, go off to the desert, go off to the forest, libhon ul haskilt maaseh Hashem kinorahi, to go and ponder and meditate about Hashem and His wonders and this and that. That's not what a person has to do in order to achieve this level of holiness. Rather, he's supposed to be lehiyot ohevet habeliyot ulhaber imahem lelamedam bina vehaskel betorat Hashem. Rather, a person should be part of a community. He should love the creations, love other people, be close to them, and bring them as well close to Torah. A person doesn't have to think that in order to be davuk to Hashem, that you have to refrain from other people. Of course, like the commentaries we just explained, understand, a person has to be parush from different things, either from arayot, according to Rashi, things that are technically allowed, according to the Ramban. Of course you have to do that, but that doesn't include being a boded, being somebody who is a hermit, hiding out in the mountains somewhere. Rather, a person has to be with community, has to be with other people, and that's how you understand the continuation of the original Rashi. That you have to, of course, this has to be done behakel. The point of giving these commandments behakel, in the gathering of the Jewish people, to show you, ah, you want to achieve holiness, you want to get to that high level, you have to be amongst others. It's not about going and doing your own thing on your own, you have to be part of the bigger community. And that's why the commandments were given behakel, and rov gufe Torah tiluyin ba, the majority of our Torah is connected to being with other people. It says the Hatam Sofer, you have to try and become a mamlechet kohanim v'goy kadosh. You have to be a holy nation. It's not about being a holy individual only. It's about together with others, with the mitzvot that are connected to ve'ahavta l'recha kamocha, like we continue to say in the parasha, with mitzvot that are ben adam lechavero, together, treating other people and uplifting the community as a whole. It's very much, I think, connected to Devarim Shebikdusha. A person, when he wants to pray, yeah, he can only say Devarim Shebikdusha, holy matters, when he's part of a 10-person minyan, when he's part of the Jewish people as a whole. And therefore, that's the way, that's the channel that a person can reach Kedusha. Of course, refrain, of course, follow what Ramban and what Rashi says, but that has to be done within the context of Bnei Israel, of Hakel, of Adat Bnei Israel, together as a community.